Sure. How tough is it to hear about Corey, who breaks the same hands like exactly a year after he does the first time?
That's hard to hear, man. One of our star players on the team, he goes down in the game. For us, it's like the next man up. We don't know how long Corey's going to be out, but we're keeping him in our prayers and hope he has a fast heal.
So, you know, you talk about next man up, that could be you. So what? How do you see your job changing now?
I mean, I leave that up to Coach Hugh. He's going to put us in the right spots to make our plays, and we'll see how far that goes.
What did yesterday's game mean? I know we talked to you in the locker room after, and you mentioned how getting cut really motivated you, and you never want to go through that experience again. But what is yesterday and how you played, what does that do for your confidence and that going forward?
I'm sure y'all don't know, but it's just like one of those things where when you get your opportunity, you just make the best of it. I always had confidence in myself, and for me to showcase it yesterday, that's when my time came, man. It was yesterday when y'all seen it, man. I do it every day at practice, and when it came game time, I just made it look easy, which it was.
Were you stunned then? When you got cut, were you surprised, or what was your?
Yeah, I was surprised. I didn't know that was going to happen. Unfortunately, it did, and I just kept my head down and kept moving forward.
Go ahead, Tom.
Sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
You said it came easy to you. Not a lot of young players, feel that way when they're out there. Could you just kind of explain why you felt so at ease out there?
Going against our defense, I feel like they're the best in the league. A lot of credit to those guys, and they make it hard for us. When the game comes, it's slowed down almost. And being a second-year guy, my first year, everything was fast. And now I see that I know the offense a little bit more and know the schemes of things. So now I know what to do and how to do it, and I can play fast and things like that. So it comes natural.
I know you were focused on your own assignments and all yesterday. Did you notice that Deshaun was struggling with the migraines, or there was something off with him?
Well, I did not notice.
So what do you do for an encore? I mean,
Say again.
What do you do to top what you did yesterday?
I do better. Got to do better, man. I got to get in the end zone. So we look forward to the Coast game, man. So I'm looking forward to it.
Feel like to kind of go from probably the lowest of lows to sort of, you know, such a high point yesterday, the roller coaster ride that must have been.
What's the question like?
To go from, you know, the low point of getting cut to such a high point of going in there in one of your first main opportunities and getting 95 yards. Just what's that been like, the ups and downs of that?
Throughout college, it was almost the same way. Things didn't go my way. When I wanted it to, unfortunately I had got cut, and that wasn't. I didn't want that to happen. It came, and I didn't see it as a downfall. I just looked at it as another opportunity for me to get better. And if I'm not what the Cleveland Browns want, then I gotta be better for another team. So I just kept my head down, and I kept moving forward, and I kept working. And they signed me to the practice squad. I still kept working, and it's a blessing to be back on the squad with the 53-man roster, and I'm going to keep moving forward.
What's that feeling like when the quarterback keeps looking in your direction and throwing you the ball? I think you had 11 targets yesterday, which was tops on the team.
It feels good, man. It feels good to get the ball. They know I can separate. They know I have talent, and I guess I was just the man with the hot hand yesterday. They just kept trying to find me, and sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't.
With you coming in with Corey and Ricardo, were those guys really instrumental in kind of helping you keep your head up, you know, when you did get cut and you were put on the practice squad? Were they really
no doubt
for you?
Like I said, I've been training with Ricardo and Corey since we've been drafted here, and they're like my brothers. We are always in contact with each other, and it just told me, don't put my head down, keep moving forward, and God is good all the time, and it's all part of God's plan. Never deteriorate from it and just keep moving forward.
So, again, the next man up role, you figure that you could, you're ready to be that next man up for Corey?
I mean, if that's what it takes, then I'm the next man.
Trey, I know you had such lofty goals for your rookie year. Was it humbling at all, kind of going through that last year?
My rookie year?
Yeah.
Say it again.
I know you had such high goals for last year.
Yeah.
And you got it up with like 6 catches and you get a ton of opportunities. Was that humbling at all?
I mean, it didn't go the way I wanted it to. I did learn a lot, though. Learning from Andrew Hawkins, he taught me a lot, and I appreciate him. I talked to him just about all the time. He hit me up after the game and told me good game and stuff. So, I mean, just learning from guys like Andrew Hawkins and how to play the game fast, it helped me play my game.
What is the most influential thing that Hawkins told you last year?
He said you can't coach effort. And one thing that Hawk did was he showed effort in whatever he did. If that was a run play, he blocked the man over. If it was catching the ball and turning up the field, that's what he did. And he did it every day at practice as well. So he never complained. He just got the job done, and I just want to be just like that.